The Tripp family farm has been farming in Cache Valley since the 1860s. The 1,000-acre farm is home to cows, chickens, ducks, sheep, and of course, the llama, named Bob, that stands guard at the edge of the pasture. Adam Tripp grew up working on the farm, but wanted to pursue a career in real estate. Then he met his partner Mark, who didn't have a background in agriculture.
Yeah, I was a farm boy at heart. Always wore cowboy boots. And then Adam, on our first date, he brought me to the farm, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And where I originally, before I met Adam, was working in healthcare, I kind of equate that now I'm taking care of sick animals, so kind of same practice.
Adam says working on a farm isn't just a normal 9-to-5 job.
With a farm, you need to have that passion behind it, that ability to consistently want to wake up every morning and take care of all the things that need to happen. Mm-hmm. So through meeting Mark, it was really more of a, oh, I can be here and happy and sustaining,
but still be part of the farm in some mm-hmm. way.
Adam and Mark decided they wanted to create a sustainable way for people to get fresh products like meat and eggs.
The farm-to-table direction is more, we looked at, okay, we raise these great dairy cows, we take care of lots of calves, and then we ship them off at the end of their life. Why are we not helping people consume that thing that we've spent our blood, sweat, and tears towards raising and giving better lives? So that was the direction towards, let's sell a little more to the consumer directly.
The consumers can take a tour of the Tripp family farm and learn more about how their food is raised.
Now you guys, I'm so glad that we had the event today, because yesterday in the morning around 10 o'clock, a brand new baby calf was born.
Aww.
So you guys get to see our youngest.
We're really a very diverse farm. We have everything from Holsteins to Wagyus to Belted Swiss to Montbéliards. Just because it's fun. We don't stick to one thing. It's just, yeah, it's absolute fun.
So I have about 188 chickens right now.
Oh, wow.
And about 6 ducks. That one's Steven.
Aww.
Hi, Steven.
You could even do a little taste testing. The tour I went on, local foodies were able to try cuts of meat with the blue cheese sauce.
Oh, goodness. Well, it's just very tangy and creamy. The meat's really tender.
I'm very picky about the application of blue cheese, and I never thought about putting it on meat.
And
it's actually not bad. It's different, but I'm liking it.
Now we move on to the barbecue sauce with Joe and Rebecca.
Still tender, very moist.
Wait. You still have to get a little torn.
Perfect balance of flavor, too. It's, it's just the right amount of barbecue flavor, not an overpowering barbecue flavor.
I don't know what cut it is, but it's really nice and tender.
Mm-hmm.
It's really flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
Denny, tell me what you were eating today.
Ooh, today I'm eating a quiche with fresh eggs and steak from this farm. So this farm is what I imagine all my food comes from. Like in your wildest dreams, your food comes from this beautiful place. This is the real deal. It's fresh and delicious.
Bob, tell me about how this tastes. I mean, I'm not familiar with quiche.
It's got a good flavor. The eggs and meat complement each other well. I love the spinach in it.
The foodies were able to top it off with pavlov, made with fresh eggs from the Tripp farm.
This dessert has a very strong lemon flavor. It's very creamy, which is a good contrast with the crunch of the sugar cookie or something like that. What is that?
It's a meringue cookie.
Meringue cookie.
Foodies like Jenna Hawkins see more consumers losing touch with agriculture and are happy to see farm-to-table operations like Tripp Family Farms working with the local community.
Having a knowledge of smaller farms and where they come from and that they're well-treated in the meantime, if you're an animal lover, I think that, but you yet still love food and you still want to eat meat, I think this is the best of both worlds.
In Cache Valley, operations like Mount Naomi Farms and Paradise Valley Orchard are just a few of the growing number of small operations in Utah joining Tripp Family Farms in the farm-to-table movement. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.